You know the national news. Now we'll give you Friday's local report on the real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa. Weatherman calling for cloudy skies on Friday night. Breezy overnight, low temperature about 48. Then for the weekend, some rain expected. Temperatures ranging overnight and during the day from the 40s and into the upper 60s, with the rain continuing until Monday. Topping Friday's local news, city police arrested an area man on Crawl Parkway after he allegedly tried to break into a neighbor's apartment there. Authorities said he was holding a knife at the time. On arrival, police reportedly found a wooden door smashed in and were told the suspect was inside. Officers ordered that man to come out, which he did. Then taken into custody in the case was Christopher Posegan, who was charged with menacing with a weapon and criminal mischief in the case. Damage to the door set at $200. No serious injuries reported in connection with that break-in. I'll have more local news in a moment, but a reminder that local news is brought to you by Chris Moore's Appliance Repair at 523-5911. He's the premier local appliance repairman who will come to your home for a $35 service call plus parts and labor and fix your home appliances. And he's got 44 years experience. So the price is right and the repairman is right. Put his number on your cell phone because you never know when you're going to need it. 523-5911. And the news also brought to you by the Wellness Park Pharmacy at 87th and Buffalo Avenue and the Community Medical Pharmacy on Michigan Avenue just off Main Street in the Falls. Two locally owned and operated drugstores that care about you. They don't want you to feel like a number in a corporate drugstore, but as a valued customer, because to them, you are. Find out what that personal touch is all about. Stop in and see them or call them at 260-1918. Wellness Park and Community Medical Pharmacy of Niagara Falls. In other news, a couple of shopliftings reported at the Target store at 74th and the Boulevard. Police said Jacira Nash of Scarborough, Ontario, and Janelle Dugan of Thorold walked out of the store with over $100 worth of stolen goods. They were both stopped at the door, arrested, and given an appearance ticket for the theft. They're both scheduled to return to city court later this month. Also at the Target store, a man who went through the self-checkout with two items but only paid for one was arrested. Authorities said Charlie Hess of Williamsville was stopped on his way out of the store. He was charged with petty larceny in the case, and he was issued an appearance ticket and, as prescribed by the state, released. Hess was accused of taking a sweater from the store valued at $23. He'll face that charge later in city court. A man who was told to leave the KeyBank building earlier in the day came back to the business again. And this time he was taken into custody by police and arrested. Charged with criminal trespass was Brendan McGee of the Stone Road in Middleport. He was issued the state preferred and severely punishing recommended appearance ticket and then let go. He's expected to be back in city court later this month to answer that charge. Couple of fires reported Friday afternoon. City firefighters were called out to a working structure fire in the 8200 block of Boiler Avenue in LaSalle. Five pieces of firefighting equipment dispatched to the scene. However, there was no immediate report on that fire available. And just before 3 p.m. on Friday, volunteers from the St. Johnburg Fire Company responded to the 7300 block of Ward Road for a vehicle fire there. Once again, no report on that fire was available at airtime. Police checking out a suspicious car at 77th and the Boulevard found the operator of that vehicle, now identified as Tiffany Schultz, asleep at the wheel with the engine running and the car in the driving lane blocking traffic. Schultz reportedly failed a number of field sobriety tests on the scene and allegedly told the officer she pulled over because she was tired. She also reportedly told him that she was on Suboxone and had smoked some crack the night before. Schultz was consequently charged with driving while intoxicated and was given a number of traffic violations for blocking the road. She was issued an appearance ticket on that case and was released pending further court action on the charges. Well, it may take some time, but eventually the long arm of the law will find you. Yesterday, city police stopped a car on Linwood Avenue and came across a passenger in the vehicle that had an outstanding warrant in the town of Niagara for larceny. 37-year-old Tommy Carter of the Falls was turned over to Town of Niagara Police, who charged him with petty larceny in connection with the theft of a $300 pair of sunglasses from the Sunglass Hut last year at the Fashion Outlet Mall. Carter was processed and then taken to the county jail, pending his arraignment on the charge in cap court. And Governor Kathy Hochul announced that there's $15 million available through the Home Energy Assistance Program to help vulnerable, low-income New Yorkers without air conditioning to stay cool this summer. Overseen by the State Office of Temporary and Disability Assistance, the program can provide air conditioners to eligible households that include someone who has a documented medical condition exacerbated by extreme heat, or households with young children or older adults. The Cooling Assistance Program is a vital lifeline for countless New Yorkers who often face expensive cooling costs that they can't afford. Governor Hochul says as the temperatures across the state rise, they're committed to ensuring that low-income and disadvantaged households have the means to stay safe, comfortable, and cool this summer. To qualify for the federally funded program, applicants must meet HEAP eligibility criteria and income thresholds, which vary by household size, and include at least one member of the household that suffers from a medical condition worsened by extreme heat, or if there's someone in the home under the age of 6 or over the age of 60. The program covers the cost of an air conditioning unit installation and is expected to serve over 18,000 households throughout the state. Applicants for the cooling assistance will be accepted starting Monday, May 1st, and will run through August 31st, or until the funding runs out. Assistance is provided on a first-come, first-served basis. If you think you might be eligible or would like more information, contact the state's HEAP office. If it happens in your area, we want you to know. And if you see news in the making, we want to know. So call our Lynx of Niagara tip line 24 hours a day at 371-0046. And remember, the golf courses will be opening in a couple of months, and you'll want to be ready to play at your best. And you can do that by practicing on the same golf simulators that the pros use at the Lynx of Niagara Golf Course in the One Niagara Building at 360 Rainbow Boulevard in the Falls. Want details or want to book your next tee time? Call the Lynx at 285-0610. And remember, when you golf with the Lynx of Niagara, parking is always free. We update the news every Monday through Friday afternoon here on Niagara Radio, and you can hear it on the hour and half hour on our website at niagararadio.net or by clicking our local news tab after refreshing your browser. Now, by popular demand, our news is featured daily on Facebook just by entering niagararadio.net. And remember, at night or on the weekend, if news breaks out, we'll break in, and you'll be able to hear it here on the Real Niagara Radio. I'm Sal Panessa.